Lo ira ra ki ata imadi. I do not fear bad, for I know you are with me. This is Rivka Siegel, and I'm speaking to you from Yerushalayim. Tehillim is not just something we say. It's something that gives us strength, that gives us direction, and gives us hope. So let's integrate these timeless words into our lives. Today, we'll turn to one of the most frequently said of Tehillim, especially nowadays, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Perek 130. Shir HaMa'alos, a song of ascents, or a song of elevation, Mima Makim Kerasicha Hashem, from the depths, I call out to you, Hashem. And when we say this song, it goes so quickly from our lips. Mima Makim Kerasicha Hashem, from the depths I call out to you, Hashem. But stop and ponder. Mima makim, from the depths, feel. Mima amakim, I'm in the depths. There's a folder in my heart, really in all of our hearts, called Mima amakim. And throughout the day, as we read and we hear one tragedy after the next, another day without the hostages home, another Levaya, a 9-year-old boy, Ohad, celebrating or having his birthday while in captivity in Gaza, another rocket that hits. And just when I thought we had hit rock bottom, the depths keep getting deeper and deeper. It's a bottomless pit, Mima Makim, from the depths. And as I open up the Tehillim to say, Perek Kuf Lamed, that folder in our hearts, in my heart, in your heart, opens. And the images that we've seen throughout the week, and the devastating news that we keep hearing again and again, and even the fear, it all comes out as we say Mima Amakim. We need the moment, or two, or three, to really be in that place of Mima Amakim. And as we feel the pain in this place of Mima Amakim, the depths of despair, and we feel the depths of despair, the Mima Amakim, in the depths of our hearts. We look around and we see all the people, the united Klal Yisrael, who are together with us in this place of Mima Amakim. And then from this place where we have hit rock bottom with this bottomless pit, we can see such incredible bravery, courage, emuna, so much passionate giving and caring, so much unity. And at that moment, in this place of Mima Makim, I'm so proud to be part of Am Yisrael. From the depths and in the depths, I am so proud, and I call to Hashem. I invite Hashem, I plead with Hashem to come. Be with me, Mima Amakim, Mima Amakim, and now I'm ready. Kerasicha Hashem, I call out to you, Hashem. Feel my pain, share our pain, and marvel at our goodness, not our goodness, our greatness of those who are together in this place of Mima Amakim. Hashem, Shim'a Bekoli, Hashem, listen to my voice. Tiyena Aznecha Kashuvos, L'kol Techanunai. Your ear should be. Speak so close to my voice so that you hear every single tone of my voice. Come join us in this place of Mima Makim. And like Rachel Imenu, we are relentless. Hashem, listen to us. See our pain. See our resilience. See our greatness. See our hope. Be with us, Mima Makim. And now I can see why the song starts with Shir HaMa'alos. It's a song of elevation, a song of ascents. How can I feel so low and so elevated at the same time? May our tefillos and learning be a zchus for the neshamos of all those who were brutally murdered and for the safe and speedy return of our captives. And may we see Hashem's promise to Rachel Imenu fulfilled so soon. V'shavu me'eretz oyev, and they should come back from the land of the enemy. And may our tefillos be ezchus for refuah shleima for all those who need to be healed from their wounds. and for the safety of our brave soldiers fighting on the front lines, and for the safety of all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world.